there's another prodigal son. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother's come. Thy father hath killed a fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And listen to this boy. Boy, what a complainer he is. What a griper he is. And this is the other prodigal son. And I mean, he's a real prodigal son. Notice this. He was angry, first of all. He would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him, and he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I in any thy commandments, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. There are a lot of poor Christians today. They're not in the far country. You know, they're trying to live for God, but they're as poor as Job's turkey. And you know why? It's because they're blessed with spiritual blessings, but they don't lay hold of them. God says, it's all yours. I tell you, my father's rich in all spiritual possessions. Now he said unto him, son, thou art with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead, and he's alive again, he's lost, and he's found. And so he had to get this boy back, but the way it closes, the boy didn't get back. I don't know whether he got back in fellowship or not, but he could come back in fellowship. But years ago, Dr. Chadwick said there's a third son in the parable of the prodigal son. You see, the younger son broke the father's heart, and the elder son was out of fellowship and without sympathy. But who's the third son? Well, the man who uttered the parable, God's son, he's his ideal son, without sin. He came to a far country not to run away, but to do the will of the father, not in riotous living, but in sacrificial dying, not as a prodigal, but as the prince of peace, to shed his blood for the sins of the world. Not a wayward son, but a willing sacrifice, and he came to do the Father's will. And he says, to as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the sons of God, even to those that don't do any more nor less than just simply believe in his name.